So I went to show, and they got like this rewards. They got this rewards thing going on, and she's like, yeah. She goes, get a coffee, and she's like, put your rewards in. And I'm like, really? I'm like, I get a reward with this? She goes, yeah, 5 cents. And I'm like, 5 cents off of gas with this coffee? She's like, yeah. I was like, oh shit. I was like, so it's really real? She's like, yeah. I'm like, all right. Well, I didn't know if it was really real because, you know, a lot of these places just want to give you a discount just to get you in there. And it takes a million friggin' purchases just to get the discount you're looking for. No, man, Joe, the buying strength chase. What up, strong? So, yeah, I couldn't believe it. She's like, yeah, put in your fuel rewards. So I just made an episode about the security lapses in America's fucking Secret Service and fucking FBI. Like, if J. Edgar Hoover, he must be rolling in his fucking grave right about now, because he probably said, listen, I had phone taps, I had surveillance, I had everything on everybody. There wasn't a person I didn't have dirt on, there wasn't a person I couldn't blackmail or take to the cleaners. If they looked at me wrong, I could fuck them. So J. Edgar Hoover knew what he was doing with that outfit. It's just that these cocksuckers now, it's like a free-for-all. They're like, hey, yeah, the president, our boss is a fucking complete idiot. And then the big thing I want to talk about is that President Obama comes around to a dinner at the White House, and there's Joe just fucking with and if the music was insane, if the music made it all possible because of fucking the way they fucking, hold on, I gotta piss. So Joe, to get back to what I was saying, so Joe's at this shindig at the White House. President Obama comes and like everybody is on his nuts. Like they're like, oh my God, here is the second coming that we've been looking for. If we could only have one more year of him and another 4 years of you, we'd be all fucking set. And Joe's just wandering around the room, right? Now, he's sitting there, he's wandering around the room. He looks at all the people talking to Obama. And then, like, there's, like, this other old decrepit dude. He's trying to get into Obama's, like, inner circle. The vice president's there. And Joe's just aimlessly walking around the stage. And then a Marine ushers Pelosi off to the stage, which leaves Joe completely hanging by himself. To the point where he fucking puts his arms up to his, I don't know, one of the press people or one of his handles and says, hey, like, what the fuck do I do? Like, what, like, you know what I mean? And then the music with the violin was priceless. It was a bad look. Jen Psaki, she's out of there. Peppermint, aka Peppermint, she's out. A few others are going. They're distancing. You know what it is they were like, okay, this is what it is. 2 years at the White House is all about work. The next 2 years is all about fucking re-election. So they know that they're going to be going into campaign mode soon. So Jen doesn't want to be asking questions or fielding questions from reporters, especially Peter Ducey, about this, that, and the third. She just does not want to deal with it, okay? She don't. So she says, hey, I did enough for this for 2 years, enough to where I build up a little bit more on my resume. Now she can go take care of a Fortune 500 company or whatever she wants to do. She'll get a little bit of a kickback from the government and all that jazz. But she's out. She's out the door. And it happens all the time. But Joe is not getting any love from his own Democratic fucking party. Do you know what I mean? Then he's in the back with like Ketanji Brown Jackson hugging her, and he's getting all excited like they were gonna just win the fourth, like there was 30 seconds left in the fourth quarter, and fucking, like, you know, Larry Bird shot a fucking three-pointer and fucking won the game. And he's like, yeah! And I'm like, dude, you, what are you talking about? Like, you had this, you knew that she was going to win because fucking Harris is the X factor as far as her getting nominated. So she gets nominated. And I don't know, she just doesn't have, like, all that serious, you know, I take serious law serious and shit. I wouldn't be getting cozy with the Supreme Courts or anything like that. I just find it like conflict of interest. Shouldn't be behind, you know, I don't know. I don't know. It is what it is. But what a fucking shit show, dude. Like, and this is the second time Joe has been caught off guard. Like, Nancy doesn't even talk to him, and this broad sits behind them during the fucking State of the Union fucking speeches. And so does Kamala, and nobody wants to fucking hang with the president. Nobody wants to talk to him because he can't talk. He can't fucking talk. The fucking Obama. And then O'Biden has the nerve to say what everybody's thinking. He goes, thank you to Joe, Vice President. And he goes, I'm just kidding. And I'm fucking like, this is a fucking riot. Like, are you serious? Like, are you guys trying to lose the midterms? Because you are. There ain't another black hope for the Democratic Party. There isn't. And what happened was, is when Trump came into office, or running for office, they threw everybody but the kitchen sink on that stage. You had anywhere from socialists to progressives to moderates, and they just barely won the fucking election by stealing it. Now, people are going to say, well, you know, Wayne, I don't agree with that. Well, here's the deal. You got Clarence Thomas, which is an African-American. He's a Supreme Court justice, okay? Now, all this, you know, Trump's racist and blah, 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 but yet, little do we forget, the head of Goya was in support of Trump. The head of the BET, Black Entertainment Television, was backing fucking Trump. Clarence Thomas's wife and Clarence Thomas himself, come to find out, were on Trump's side, okay? Let me see, any African-American sheriff that was dealing with migrations, he was with the president. Kanye West was with the president. He met with leaders in Chicago to stop some of the violence and met with leaders of that. They're in support of President Trump. So don't give me all the fucking, oh, he's a racist bullshit. Because if Clarence Thomas is black and he likes Trump, then what the fuck is Clarence Thomas? A racist? Is that what we're gonna say? I mean, that's fucking retarded. So his wife sends a fucking direct message to Mark Meadows, which is the majority whip for the fucking Republicans. Like, he's the HNIC. So she sends a message to Mark saying, Mark, you gotta stand firm and protect this president, protect our country, because they're trying to steal it. There's a sting operation going on in 13 battleground states where they're trying to take this president out. They, like I said, they couldn't physically assassinate Trump, so they had to kill his bank account, go after his taxes, go after his family, destroy marriages, make hoaxes about pee-pee tapes and what have you. I mean, anything and anything to assassinate his character that would make him bleed, they did. Because they know this day and age, you can't just go out and pop a fucking president. I mean, you could. I mean, don't get me wrong, you could. But there's a lot of cameras, a lot of eyes everywhere. So, what are they going to do this time? You know, what, you know, obviously, here's the deal. When our presidential election comes back running around, there's going to be such a fucking onslaught for a Republican, whether it be Ron DeSantis, Tulsi Gabbard, or fucking Donald J. Trump. They're going to win by a landslide. So much to the point the algorithms ain't going to be able to stop the landslide, because I'm going to vote. Like, I'm going back to voting. Like, no way. I'm not fucking... I guess, it makes you want to vote, I guess, but after I look at it, and I talk about the shit that I talk about with you guys, and then I look at it, hindsight is 2020, and this shit is all meant to happen. You know, there's supposed to be divisiveness, there's supposed to be, you know, a little bit of love, a little bit of hate, you know what I mean? Which makes the country in this America the experiment that they all want to see. We're the great experiment, like... Well, first off, who came up with the greatest fucking experiment? Was it the Anunnaki that, you know, said, hey, you know, we're going to have some of these fallen angels, quote-unquote, come down, mate with the sons of man, and then be in the image of God? Right? I mean, like, isn't it something like that? Like, you know, so the experiment, what is the experiment? From, like, a fucking bunch of fucking aliens up north? Up north in the fucking space saying, hey, you know, let's make some human babies with a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and then, you know, sit back and watch and see what happens. Do you know what I mean? It's like putting fucking oil, fucking vinegar and fucking baking soda together. Let's see what happens. Well, I don't know. Let's see. So after 200 fucking years, you don't think these fucking aliens have figured shit out and said, hey, wow, these guys are a bunch of fucking idiots down there. We're going to have to annihilate this fucking Earth. Because all they do is throw trash in the fucking sea. Nobody wants to throw fucking trash in a barrel. They want to talk shit about each other. They want to fucking pollute the fucking goddamn air. Because none of them can figure out, I don't know, reverse engineering or fucking jet propulsion. Or all the fucking laser shit that they want to shoot out. Or fucking all these machines that they have for the military, but yet they don't want to give domestically. So we had to wait till there was a white hat like Elon Musk to come around and fucking say, hey, well, you know, I'm just going to microwave the Earth. How about that? With this thing called fucking Starlink. And that's going to give you fucking no latency with your fucking, with your internet. And you can't have latency when you have fucking self-driving cars around with fucking grandma driving Miss Daisy. That shit just cannot happen at the same fucking time. It's not going to mix. So you put out a pandemic or some fucking great altering event like a pandemic, and that made everybody go from fucking to fucking working at home. I mean, from working at work to working at home to fucking like saying, hey, you know what? I'm just going to order offline. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I really don't care. And now it is what it is. So now everybody wants to work from home. Nobody wants to go out and eat. They want to Uber everything, right? So the government did exactly what it wanted to do, was to do a pendulum shift of new thinking, of like, hey, you can get this delivered, you can get that delivered. You know, you can walk into Amazon without even fucking having to pay for anything. You know, you can do all this shit. And, yeah. So there had to be a, you know, not an extinction level event, but close to, for everything to fucking be the way it is. So, you're doing 70 down. You got a 70 mile lane. Hey, buddy, do whatever you fucking want to do, bud. You know what I mean? Go ahead, up the road, you fucking fuck knows. Like, what the fuck? It's a work area, bro. What do you want to do? Fucking 90 through it? I hope you get pinched. Piece of shit. Seriously, people are so disrespectful to the fucking to the workers on the road and everything. Oh, look at now you're hitting the brakes, huh? You should have just slowed down. All right, what all that? Look at wow, you bypassed me just to go fucking 10 miles up. Whoa, 10 feet up. You are an impressive driver. You should be driving for NASCAR. I don't know why you're on the fucking interstate. Somebody should be sponsoring you because you're just the most special, most idiotic fucking moron I ever seen in my life. Oh, don't! Oh, what, are you gonna brake check the fucking cops? My God, he's a fucking detail. He can't leave, dude. He's getting paid fucking boku bucks to stay there. Oh my God. You gotta use your brakes, but you had to slow down, you fucking stupid fuck. So that's what I like when they're in front of me. Now I just sit there and I look at them and I say, and I just. So you can feel, they can feel my eyes and my energy just talking to the back of their fucking head. So then they get a chance to scoop, and they do. Yeah. See, there's that truck that's always gonna fucking. Yeah. I don't know what's up with all the like some of the trucks that have like the wooden fucking light fucking ass ends. Pickup trucks. What's that? What's that all about? Is that a country thing? It must be. What else was fucking with me? Shout out to the Celtics, man. Number 3 seed. Oh, LeBron James. LeBron James, man. I'll tell you, man. I'm surprised. he's trying his hardest to fucking... Like, he thinks he's going to be the Tom Brady of basketball. He's out of his fucking squash. Like, Carmelo Anthony's, like, literally on his last year. Or second to last year. There's no... I mean, to me, Carmelo Anthony's got more agility than fucking LeBron. And I love when, like, LeBron and Davis, they're hanging out on the bench. And then they'll go play a game, and they're all energized, and they act like they're the best. They've been playing the whole season. Like... No, you can't do that. You can't take a couple of days off and then come out and play fucking, you know. And then he doesn't even come out and play the Phoenix Suns. Like, that's your number one rival. You don't want to even play because you got a left ankle sprain. I swear, him and Davis got it all down to a science. They got it all down to a science. They hit their ankle, it starts slapping the floor. Everybody gets all nerved. Oh my God. Oh Jesus. Rob Pelinka, he's about to get fired. Fucking Jeannie Buss is about to assume fucking control over shit. And yeah. Lakers are fucked. The Lakers are fucked. And the Nets, I don't know, they might struggle to get out of the second round, to be honest with you, as far as basketball is concerned. They might struggle to get out of the fucking first fucking round. Because there is a lot of competition in the NBA right now. Insane amount. We got rain up here in the Northeast. Oh, she's a fucking idiot. I can't even talk about her. So listen, I do when you guys see like a long podcast that's like an hour and a half, 2 hours, that's most likely me with my eye. So if you fast forward through some of that, I've been trying to put the episodes and name them, so this way here you guys can just catch them. I'm not looking to make any money. I don't get monetized. You guys don't hear no commercials in these podcasts. It's just unedited, free thoughts. Okay, we all have them. It's just some people don't speak to them out, don't say them out loud. They just keep them inside their head. Well, I don't. I speak what's on my fucking mind with no filter. And when I'm by myself, I just say how I feel, the shit that I've dealt with in the day, or the things that just don't make sense to me. You know what I mean? You know, like some people say that fucking world is flat. And to me, I have a question of, like, why doesn't the, you know, when somebody made a good point, like, well, why doesn't the fucking airplanes fly a straight line? Oh, I don't know. That's weird. But they connect all the points. So if you was, like, playing Call of Duty and you see the little fucking world, the map, you can't fucking fly straight from, like, fucking, you know, take a flight from Boston to, say, Cuba. You're going to stop here, stop there, whatever. And then go from Cuba all the way to fucking, say, somewhere straight on the bottom of the, below the equator. You can't, they don't do straight lines. They fucking take you from fucking, say, South Africa up to the fucking, up to Turkey, Uzbekistan. You catch a flight, then you're going to go over land. You're never going to run a straight line. Which we all know, a straight line is the most shortest point. So they're wasting gas, they're charging you a fucking enormous amount of money in the fucking airfare. And your bags, and your cats, and your fucking dogs, and all your fucking security pets and shit, and every fucking other snake that they might be on a plane. And they charge you for that shit, bro. I haven't flown, and nor do I have any desire to. You know what I mean? Maybe, probably lack of money, but, like, at the end of the day, my life's goal is not to get on a plane. My life's goal is to bring my son to fucking Disneyland a couple times so he can see, like, the Jurassic World, because he loves it. He loves dinosaurs. Like, I can't believe how much he loves dinosaurs. You know? And he knows all the names of them. Like, his names, I don't even know. And I'm like, wait, what's the name of him? He's like, oh, he's a Palaeocephalus. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I'm like, what's... And he's got a crest on his head. And I'm like, wow. And I'm like, he's a pteropod. I'm like, okay. I'm like, holy shit. Jesus. So it's just cool to see how kids just, like, you know, boys be boys and girls are being girls. And, you know, I'm not getting into the rest, but it's just nice to see that type of dynamic again without all this minutia of, you know, he, she, and she, he, and whatever. And, like, I don't know, some governor of some fucking state was talking to somebody, and he's like, yeah, I identify, thank you for talking to me, I identify as he, him, and something else. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, and you can't be called Mr.? Like, you forgot Mr. You know, like, Mrs., like, so when you go talk to your teacher, every time you say Mrs., tell me, are they going to tell you to say, oh, well, don't call Mrs. Spinney, call her Her Spinney. Hi, Miss Her Spinney. What? What the fuck are we teaching these kids? It's just insane. It's insane. So anyway, I wanted to give that. I just want to end this with some shout-outs for some people you guys can check out. If you're into music, you like the whole Upchurch thing, you can check out a dude called New Country. He's out in, he's a local artist in New Hampshire. You got, also, you can check out JFK. Show Off Records. That is also done a local rapper by the name of JFK. He's out of Boston. You can check out Casino Cash. Check out his Twitter. There's some music there. He's a local artist. You can check out First Degree. He's doing a project with The Alchemist, I think. I don't know if they cemented all the details. But check out for that project. Again, that's First Degree. You got, what else? Terminology was just out down in Boston doing a thing with First Degree, New Country. They were all hanging out, kicking it. Or maybe I think it was Connecticut. I'm not sure. It was in Connecticut, Rhode Island. They were just out there. Wherever terminology was just out, you can catch that on YouTube, I'm sure. Let's see who else we got. Don Julio 72, I think. Key, I, my bad if I forgot your name. I mean, Cardi told me, and I just was like, oh shit, I see you doing your thing, dude, and I'm so proud. Like, it's just cool to see a cat grinding the way we were grinding, me and my cousin were grinding, and these cats are doing it a little bit more by getting the cars. They got a little bit of cash in their pocket. We didn't have the internet, you know, it was just coming in the internet, and then when the internet first broke and people wanted to rhyme online, nobody knew that shit was going to be copyrighted. You know what I mean? Like, I was more nervous of, like, yo, they don't have a handle on this whole YouTube shit. I'm not going to spit a fucking lyric on there, because next thing you know, somebody's going to take my fucking lyrics. You know, there wasn't like a Nielsen sound scan for independent artists. You know what I mean? So, anyway, yeah, so those are some local artists you can check out. Let me see, what else? Yeah, so those are the local artists. Well, I know there's somebody else, I forget. I think that's it. But buy local, support local. Sons of Boston, their bar, they're going to get stripped for their fucking liquor license just for fucking having fucking murders and all types of bullshit. But maybe not, just because the city needs money and they need to tax somebody. So I'm sure maybe they keep their liquor license, pay a fine, and then they charge them more money on their insurance. Insurance is going to be outrageous right now, especially when a fucking Marine just gets killed. Like, they're going to sue the shit out of them. Easily sue the shit out of them. What's up, bud? You're riding a dealer plate with the fucking BMW, and you're challenging, you want to race me or something. You don't want to race this 1.5 against that 320 XI. I'll smoke that 320 XI. Get my pint of rubble feet on. I'll be fucking yabba dabba do, motherfucker. Y'all don't want none of this, babe. So, and real quick, before I end this, I gotta talk about the Ryan Upchurch and the fucking gobbler and the fucking cigarettes. Yo, I don't know what the fuck is going on with that, Upchurch. Like, I don't know why you keep giving him oxygen. So, this is either a ploy that's starting to happen, because, like, you know, like, Brian, Ryan's a funny, like, that's a funny thing. You know what I mean? Like, he's all independent, but yet he's got the one eye. Every picture he writes, every draws, got a one eye. It's weird. It's kind of dark, you know. So I'm like, okay, so if you're so full of happiness and light, why do you draw drawings that are so dark and dreary? Do you know what I mean? I don't get that. And you know that the whole, you know, pyramid and one eye and all this other shit makes people think that you're in the Illuminati. So is that a fucking marketing ploy that you're doing, or are you seriously, you know, a person that's enlightened more than some other Americans? And when I say by an occultist, I don't mean by like a cult, like a cultist like that, occultist, like occultist. And, you know, I'm not saying he's in the Illuminati. All I'm just saying is that it's just funny how all of a sudden, you know, this independent artist is doing these big things. But some of it must lay credence, because he's been on an interview with No Jumper twice. Once. And this was before he was, you know, as big as he is now. I haven't followed this cat a lot. I was turned on to him about like 3 years ago from a buddy of mine, and he had a song, fucking Hillbilly, and I seen the video, and this is right during like the middle of Trump, like this, like Trump starts kicking off, and then all of a sudden you got Adam Calhoun being the first white boy to talk about saying the N-word on record, when they gave Eminem fucking flack for it, but yet everybody in the hip-hop industry respects Eminem, but Adam Calhoun comes out and says it, and nobody says boo about the situation. So I hear this song, Hillbilly, Hillbilly, Hillbilly. I'm like, what in the fuck? I'm like, this shit's crazy, right? So I'm watching it, and I'm like, you gotta be kidding me. I'm like, and then he's got some black people in there, and he's got the Confederate flag, it's a hoodie, and he, along with, again, he's got supporting actors in the video, and they are African American. And you got, you know, so I don't need to go any further. And it's just, you're like, what the fuck is going on, right? So I'm watching this, and they're in the middle of, like, haystacks. They got shotguns in the video, whatever, whatever. And I'm like, you know, if somebody that's a bigot could paint this as something, is there's so much more being said in this video than what you may think. Now, I'm not going to break the video down, because I'm just not going to step my foot into that arena right now. Because I was always called a wigger, because I liked hip hop, and I, you know, whatever. I came from the city, and it's all good. It's whatever for me. I don't give a shit. I don't see color. I just see the color that people are talking about, which I don't see any color. Because at the same time, you could be a down south white person, and you talk just like a down south black person. You know what I mean? Like, y'all are fitting to do this. I'm fixing to whoop that ass. Like, don't come over here. You know what I mean? Like, it's all the same to me. So once you get to the Northeast, that's when it comes different. Hello. Thank you. Yeah, make sure you get my picture, because I ain't getting no more friggin' problems. So Upchurch has this song, Hillbilly, whatever, whatever. He goes on No Jumper. And everything was good. The interview went great. So then his new album comes out, and he's got this song called My Neck's Too Red. Now he talks about Scott Storch in this. He's like, you know, we didn't have no Scott Storch. All we had was some beers, race cars, and a blowtorch, or some shit like that. I don't know. Anyway. No Jumper's got like his friends in there, and they're like, it's like there's three black dudes in there, and they're all sitting there, and he's doing this like listening session of My Neck's Too Red, right? And there's so much being said in this fucking clip in YouTube that on No Jumper, that just like it was like the Hillbilly video, and I'm like, nobody wants to break down these videos. All these, like, some of these black dudes that like listen to Upchurch and shit, they all break down his music. I don't see them breaking down that song. I don't see them breaking down the visuals. They don't want to touch that. They don't want to touch that. They just want to stay fucking dick riding. That's fine. Cool with me. You know what I mean? I get it. But he's playing, No Jumper's playing the song.
and he's got like, like I said, two dudes are sitting there, and they're listening to it, and they're like, they're rolling their eyes, they got their hands on their head, they got their faces buried in their phones, acting like they're not listening, nor do they want to hear it. And second, I don't know if they're hating or not, but the boy's making money, and he's doing it all by himself. And now, then like one dude ends up just getting up and walking out. Like he goes, I can't even listen to this shit. And I'm like, wow, that's fucking crazy. Like nobody even wants to give the dude props. Like, hey, yeah, he's white. He's not like Eminem. He's not, you know, what you're accustomed to. But for music wise and all the shit that he's doing, like that, he's pretty damn fucking good. Spitting bars wise, you know, of course it's just, you know, run of the mill. But for a Tennessee kid, you know, that would be listening to Mobb Deep shit, like an Eminem was in Detroit, it's kind of hot. I can't front, it's kind of hot. So he's got this song, My Next Two Red. The dudes walk out of the No Jumper until, like, the song was over. And I'm like, wow, like, what in the fuck is really going on here? Like, this is crazy. But it was funny. I just had to point that out. I think you guys should go check it out if anybody's a Ryan Upchurch fan. Whatever. I'm a fan of his music. I'm a fan of his YouTubes. But the only thing that I find weird is that, or doesn't make no sense, is that he's got the album coming out right behind McDonald and Adam Calhoun. So he doesn't touch the Adam Calhoun and McDonald record. Okay? Their record comes out. And then People's Champ, I think, is the name. Brave comes out, and then People's Champ from Upchurch comes out. And McDonald and fucking Calhoun are having a problem with their sound scans, all right, about how many fucking physical albums they sold, the pre-orders, blah, 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 blah. They make a big stink about it on fucking line. Next thing you know, Upchurch's album comes out, and he's got no problem with a sound scan. And he didn't go out, you know, he didn't go on a high limb, out on a limb to support the Brave album. Because I think he knew that, hey, like, you know what, I don't want to touch that album. Those are my boys. Cool, they're making the thing, but I'm not on that album, and nor am I, you know, endorsing it. So, I just found that kind of odd. I find the One Eye shit kind of odd. You know, who gave him the fucking money to invest in himself and say, hey, look, this is what we're going to do, all right? And I got the money to do it. So, and we're going to name this Redneck Nation or whatever, or REC, whatever the hell it is. Quaker, whatever they do, right? Which I don't care. Whatever they do, I don't give a fuck. So the Quaker or whatever. And that Quaker shit's not racist. If you really seen what a Quaker was, they were like your progressive Democrats back in the fucking 1850s. Like, no bullshit. So, yeah, your Quaker Oats, he's not a racist. The Quakers were...
deals with the Indians, they were all about commerce and just people and shit. So, that just, you should just erase from your fucking head. So, the second thing is that Upchurch lays no fucking credence to the Brave album, but yet these two cats are, like, pretty much one and the same. You know what I mean? They both rap. They do a lot of fucking tracks together. They did a track called Legend, but now all of a sudden, fucking, the Brave comes out and they don't want to do this track together. Which to me, I found, you know, I don't think Upchurch was on it. I'm not sure. You know, don't hold my feet to the fire, but I don't think he was on it. But McDonald and Alan Calhoun are still struggling to find out how many albums they actually sold. They have a barcode and a QR code for people to scan so they could log in this information and this data. So either the industry is getting nervous of the independent artist and they want them to just get quieted down real quick, or they're just fucking with them just because, you know, they might be Trump supporters or fucking, you know, whatever, whatever. They love America. They don't want to be tread on. So they get flack for it. And the racists that you see on the news,
I don't see that racism out in everyday life. I watch Motor Bro on fucking YouTube, and I see a lot of black dudes in the race pit, right? And I don't see any of that shit. I actually saw white people fucking starting with the kid more quicker than he would get any flack from, say, a black dude. Okay, so your racism is not there. And then also, he allows some dude to ride his bike. And he's like, oh yeah, he's gonna steal. And he's like, no, he ain't, dude. He's like, no, he's not. Like, I got his bike, and two, like, it'd be a fucking shit show. I gotta call the cops. I got a camera on my fucking head. Like what? Like, think with some rationale, will you? So the Motor Bro dude, like, shout out to him. He's showing that the racism that you may see on the media is not happening in everyday society. Okay, there's not black and white people fighting on the side of the road just because fucking the color of the skin is different. That shit, are you serious? And here's another tasty tidbit for you folks that may not believe shit. If you ever go to any fucking jail in Massachusetts or Rhode Island, probably Rhode Island and New York more, but I was in Rhode Island, ACI or whatever. It was the one, like, that was, like, in fucking, they're real close to each other. But it was, like, the first one near Providence. It was, like a quick little drive. Anyway, make a long story short. I get to this jail. And I hear white dudes dropping N-bombs. Like, they was black. And I'm like, whoa. I'm like, to me, I was like, whoa, really? I'm like, it's like that now? I'm like, holy shit, what the fuck? And the thing is, like, you can get a cat that could be from a different area, you know, a different state, not even Rhode Island, like me. I was from Boston, so, I never really talked, I talked like that, but I didn't use it into the degree that these white dudes are doing it. Like, I'm a different breed. I'll say a wigger, if you will. I don't give a fuck what you say. I'm just a different breed of white boy than some of these white boys that are in the jail now. I don't need to render. I don't need to be qualified as non-racist because I can say a racist word in front of a black person and get away with it. I don't need to. That's not my G pass. You know what I mean? There's a code, and there's some respect that you gotta have. And so when I was in there, I heard it, and I'm like, wow, this shit's crazy. And I'm like, and they thinking there's racism out, and the media's pointing racism. You guys need to go fucking put these cameras inside some of these fucking private jails and see how some of these kids are talking. All right? And then you'll understand where the next generation, and you know what I mean? Because I was like, wow, I'm like, all this racism shit, but yet you go into jail, you don't see all this isolation of different races. I just see a fucking melting pot. So, I don't know. Some of you cats that might listen to this that live out in the East Coast, or if you have people that listen out, you know, you're across the pond. Shout out to my UK fans. They've been listening for a little bit now. I appreciate that. I appreciate the people in Canada. I love the weed out there. I want to go past the 44th parallel and get me some bud. Anybody got bud, man, shout out, holla at your boy, you know what I mean? I did, you know, I get the trees, I like the trees, baby, you know what I mean? I like the trees, baby, so, you know, if you're about business, and really are about business, then just hit me up. I'm always down to take a business call, so, anyway, I love you guys, talk to you, check out everybody that I shouted out, and be good, peace.